Welcome to London Runway Style. Each episode, we look at a feature you can find in our pages or conduct an interview with a notable person in fashion. If you want to listen with a visual aid, head to londonrunway.co.uk for a digital or print copy. Today, we're looking at issue 94 and the Erdem catwalk. Maria Medea Myth. I may have been honoured around the world, but my blood is Greek, and this cannot be wiped out by anyone. Accept me as I am. Maria Callas in Athens, August 1957. The singer, already a legend at the age of just 34, could be identifying herself as Greek in two distinct ways. On the one hand, in the tragic way of the heroines that she brought to life and vindicated, Norma, Tosca, and above all, Medea. They accepted the clash between the whims of gods and the dreams of mortals, and yet fought for justice beyond hope, and sacrificed themselves to the inevitable. On the other hand, Callas could simply be referring to her own roots, the years of apprenticeship in Athens, and the native language she articulated with reticence and pride. This human Greekness was a thread of blood that grounded Maria, irrespective of where she lived, loved, and performed. Certain icons should always be seen in optimal conditions. Callas the icon, however, shone brightly anywhere. Her flesh and blood substance rendered her ecumenical. In the end, there is no distinction. Just like her heroines, she was tragic precisely because she was human. George Manginis, Academic Director, Banaki Museum, Athens. Erdem, Autumn-Winter 2024. For Autumn-Winter 24, we are taking our seats in 1953 for a career-defining performance of Medea by Maria Callas. The production was like alchemy. Callas did not play the role. She inhabited a persona with such force to the point that the boundary between artist and performance vanished. Disbelief suspended utterly. The collection explores the thin realm between myth and reality, on stage and off stage, dressed and undressed, person and persona, sorcery and seduction. Here is a woman with a voice at the height of her powers commanding a world stage, far beyond the theatre. There are otherworldly feelings at play too. The pagan resonance of myth and legend trickles down from ancient Greece to modern Europe. Callas channels passion, pain, and vengeance in a beat. Like Medea, Callas was uprooted. Born in America as a Greek national, her talent would consign her to a nomadic and chaotic life. The absence of home was poignant and profound. Her voice is described as raw, underpinned by an aching or yearning that lent itself to tragedy. She belonged on the stage, but a stage is not a home. Callas retired in 1965 and withdrew from the public eye, dying alone in Paris in 1977. Her ashes were returned to Greece, where they were scattered in the Aegean Sea. This episode of London Runway Style was presented by me, Editor-in-Chief Rhiannon de Vergh. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports and more at londonrunway.co.uk and follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.